It's that time again. It's a Friday where we wrap crunch time and bust out the acronyms, be it OMG, LOL, WTF. But at all times, we are concerned about the thought process, what leads certain geniuses to, well, be the idiots they are. Before we open the tool shed, however, we bring out our landlord to open things up.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Oh, by the way, did you see that video of the dingbat at the dentist's office or something? Or waiting for an appointment, Alex Rodriguez?
Oh, I wasn't sure if you meant a specific dingbat or like...
No, it was him.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's sitting there, and obviously he and J-Lo are an item. And this woman is looking at him, and she's got her phone up, and she's kind of like, can't be him. It's not him. And so, in essence, she and he start talking, and her angle is, you look a lot like this guy who's dating J-Lo. And so she shows him the picture. And he says something, well, he's really a handsome guy. And then she shows him, I think they took that geeky picture in their pajamas or something.
Oh, God.
And I'll tell you, I'll give Rodriguez credit for self-depreciating humor. He's like, look at that guy in his pajamas. And what does he say? What a tool.
You should have given me a heads up. I could have absolutely pulled that audio.
It wasn't really loud. Oh. You can tell what he was saying. And then all of a sudden, she realizes... Duh. She puts the picture and him side by side, and the world got to know what a tool Alex Rodriguez was. And I was like, man, figured we had the market cornered on that. But anyway, let's start with the woman's name is Rhonda Fain. She is a ding-dong who, for some reason, Michigan hired to be an assistant gymnastics coach. You know who Larry Nassar is, the subhuman scumbag who will hopefully die in a slow, painful way in prison. Well, if you believe substantiated reports, she was the first top-level official at USA Gymnastics who was told about Nassar's abuse and was ousted as that deplorable case went public. Well, last Thursday, she was hired in Ann Arbor. By Saturday, the outcry was so massive against her that on Sunday, several Michigan board members demanded she be fired. And later that night, she was. Make no mistake, while she was never tried, she pulled a Paterno. Upon learning of a horrible circumstance, she did, well, nothing. Basically, you know, told somebody. And it looks like her silence prior to the intervention by the FBI meant more victims. So, yeah, she's slime. Next up, now former Michigan State interim president John Engler. And as you've heard us talk about this week, this is the piece of Panther poop who replaced Luana Simon, who I think was one of our top tools of 2018 on the heels of the Nassar scandal. And he revealed, well, his lack of any character. Literally, he continued to attack victims in the press, said they were, wait for it, benefiting from the spotlight. Because as you know, as any advocate would tell you, you know, if you're molested, sexually assaulted, or raped, victims generally say, well, they were just going for the fame and fortune attached to it. Imagine being responsible. Guy was a governor of Michigan, president of a university. So his disrespect for Nassar's victims went so far as to work or deny or limit financial payouts. They literally hired someone who took steps to defend the university, and this guy, in going out in Chiru's scumbag style, he wrote an 11-page resignation letter. He included his accomplishments. He never once addressed his hurtful, classless, disgusting remarks and actions. So in his mind, he's the victim. He's been wronged here, you know, losing his job and all. This guy is a P.I.G. pig. I'm going to deem him the winner. I guess some of the honorable mentions from this week. But, you know, when Jerry Ferrara, Turtle from Entourage, was on with Tiki and Tierney and said, you know, he's a New Yorker, diehard, he's a Knicks fan, he's a Yankee fan, he's a Giants fan. And when he said that when he's gone to Browns games with his girlfriend, now wife's family, he's worn, you know, Browns gear. And I was like, can't have it. I just can't have it. I can't get behind this. I'm calling that. That's toolish. Boogie Cousins saying everybody now the Warriors are the most hated team in sports. First of all, they're not. They're not even close. I don't even think they're top 15. Most people have their right. I mean, what would it take for those of you who are fans out there and, you know, be it college or pro, to kind of switch the order? The only time I've ever switched the order is because I came out here in 1990. I didn't have a college loyalty. So therefore, I didn't have a team I had disdain for. I learned about the Civil War. I learned about the Huskies. I guess I never liked Notre Dame. But that was only from the moment they hired Lou Holtz, so that goes back to the 80s, which for me is relatively new. It's always going to be the Philadelphia Flyers in the NHL, Celtics in the NBA, Cowboys in the NFL. Don't like the Eagles or Washington. Not that thrilled with the Dolphins, to tell you the honest truth.
What?
I mean, well, remember once upon a time as a lifelong Jet fan, they were in the same division for eternity. It's weird. Baseball, it is the Red Sox, but I don't know why. I mean, I've got my Boston Sucks shirt. It's a remake. I lost my original one. Boy, was I pissed about that several years ago. It was just old and a little bit tattered, but you can tell it was from 78. I mean, it had value. All right, that is a wrap.
You got to close the tool shed, Steve.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And with that, we close the Crunch Time tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
A self